Welcome to Worldview Finder.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Worldview Finder. We look at all the current events of the world today. Whether it's media, news, movies, games, songs, or celebrities, we dissect the worldview these sources have in our lives. Everything pushes a worldview, so join us as we each find our view on this week's Worldview Finder.
What if we could document what happens to us after we die?
What are you talking about?
I would like you to stop my heart. You give it 1 minute and then you bring me back.
Hey everybody! Welcome to Worldview Finder, episode 116. I'm Chris.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Luke.
And I think Chuck was going to be joining us in a little bit, maybe. He had some parent-teacher conference or something. So today, we're going to be talking about disaster movies. Which, that opening quote was from a movie that became a disaster. It got 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, never good. That is Flatliners, which has got an interesting premise. So I do want to talk about that a little bit. But and then
it's also a remake of a 1990 Julia Roberts movie.
And Kiefer Sutherland.
What was that called?
Flatliner. This was a sequel, so it's Flatliners. Just kidding. They're both Flatliners. Sequel. I know it's a remake. And then we should discuss that. What movie would we like to see remade? Have we done that before?
No, but I have some opinions.
Okay. And so, we'll discuss that at the end. What movie would we like to see remade?
Yeah. Go ahead and comment as well what movie you would like to see remade. We'll talk about it.
Okay. All right. But first, we do want to just take a serious moment and just say that we've been praying for the people in Vegas, that disaster. Stuff like that is just because it affects your worldview a lot, I think, because it's just one of those things you're like, how does this happen? Like, what gets a person to that point? And I don't think, I mean, I haven't read anything too recent, like just in the last couple hours or so, I haven't read anything, but it's just kind of like, they don't know why. Like his friends, like his brother, people are like, nobody saw this coming. And you're like, it's just kind of one of these weird things that happens. And you're like, why does this happen? And so our thoughts and prayers are with the people in Vegas and just the families that lost people and the families that are dealing with loss and hurt right now. And so, so we just want to take a moment to say praying for you guys. And
Yep.
So now we'll move on out of awkward transitions. So now, what have you guys been watching this week or listening to or reading? Anything?
I'll go. I have been watching, listening, reading DuckTales 2017, the new one. Really good family show about family. I mean, it seems like every episode is about family because you have one character who was raised by her grandmother, who's like a spy, a British spy. And so she's like super, like doesn't know anything about doing anything with people. She's never had friends. She's lived in the McDuck Mansion her whole life, which is, like, she has all these things, but, like, no people around. And then you have the triplets who don't know their mom at all. She, like, just disappeared. And so their uncle's keeping track of her. And so,
and it's Donald Duck, right?
Yeah, Donald Duck.
Is there
uncle? So, like, a lot of these plot lines deal with, like, Webby's inability to deal with people. Like, she doesn't know how to deal with the triplets, and the triplets are trying to figure out what happened to their mom, or why is Scrooge McDuck so Scroogey? Why is he so mean?
So it's about family.
It really is. They had one, like, big adventure in the beginning, but all the subsequent episodes haven't been, like, these crazy adventures that the older episode had. They're more smaller time adventures that, I don't know, it's a really good show so far. There's only four episodes. I've seen all four, and they're good.
Okay, I do want to watch that show, because I like the old DuckTales, and so...
Yeah. Well, this one also has overarching...
Overarching?
Storyline.
Good. I love a good overarching storyline.
Not an overarching storyline. It's an overarching storyline. Like, silly. The old one is sort of like one-off adventures. This one, every episode sort of builds onto another episode, but not to a high degree. But it is there.
All right, Adrian,
All right.
We've been watching.
Well, a lot of my fall shows kicked off. So yeah, I've watched the pilot episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Great news. We saved Designated Survivor for tonight. But we have been watching a lot of The Amazing Race. We had never seen it before. I hadn't seen a single episode, so we just started with the very last season that's available on Hulu, and then we jump back to season one.
So I started watching The Amazing Race when they kept showing this advertisement for it, where this lady pulls back, they have to shoot watermelons at this target, and they pull the watermelon back, and this girl walks right in front of it, and she just gets just smashed in the face with a watermelon.
No.
And so from then on, I'm like, I'm watching this show, and it's been great. I love Amazing Race. Yeah. So
I just it's pretty formulaic now, or just having watched so many seasons in a row. It's just kind of nice to see the personalities of the couples or the pairs.
Yeah.
And then what we end up talking about is how they treat other people within the teams, or even
their own team.
Well, each other, their team, the other teams, and then just people in general.
Yeah.
And the airport or whatever. And so it does seem like a lot of teams that end up getting ahead or staying longer are really nice, or they get advantages because they're nice. I mean, one lady in the airport was like, "You're the first team that hasn't yelled at me yet, so I'm actually going to put you on the flight that they all want." And she's like, "Because I was frustrated with them." So she gave them the nice flight, even though they were
I didn't see that episode.
I don't know. Who knows what season it was? Yeah. We watched so many. I think it was season two, maybe.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched any of the old stuff.
Yeah, the older ones. So, I don't know. It's fun to watch that kind of thing. So, and I guess it is their worldview shapes how they treat people. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and some people are super cutthroat, and they'll cheat and lie to the other teammates. And then
you can't really cheat in the show, but you can lie.
Yeah, you can't
cheat in the show.
You'll get penalized.
Yeah, if you do, if you go against. And here's the thing: always read the clue. The people never read the clues. And you're like, how did you miss that? And they're like, take a taxi. Yeah.
There's so many things we've learned too. We're like, okay, always go to a hotel and ask them to book your flights before you go to the airport. just all these different things. So. Anyway, that's what I've been watching.
I do like The Amazing Race. So, Brooklyn Nine-Nine came back on. I watched that. And then Lethal Weapon came back. Lethal Weapon, I'm telling you, this show is so good. So this week, here was one of the worldview things. This guy was bent on revenge the whole first season. This is a major spoiler alert. And so Riggs... I never know which one Riggs and which one's Murtaugh. But
Riggs is...
Oh, yeah, Riggs is the white guy.
What's his name?
Long
hair?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
But this is Mel Gibson's not in this one because it's a TV show. But he's about to kill this guy that he's wanting revenge on. And he's like, I'm throwing my... he knows he's throwing his life away if he does this. Because he's going to kill this guy. He'll get killed. He'll get arrested or something. He doesn't care. He's like, I just want to make this one thing right in my life. And all that. And so Murtaugh, Damon Wayans, is like, don't do it. He's like, man, quit, don't kill him. And he's like yelling at him and all that stuff. And he goes, I love you. And then the guy stops and looks at him. He's like, what'd you just say? He goes, I love you, man. I don't want you to do this. And so that theme comes up the rest of the episode. Because Murtaugh's waiting for him to say it back to him. He's like, is there anything you want to say to me? And he's like, no, man. But it was this turning point in their relationship where he realize that somebody else cared about him enough to risk his life and all this stuff for him. So it's cool. I mean, I love that show because they deal with kind of tough issues, but they also make it really funny and all that. So good show. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., still watching it. Man. All right. So this past episode, Coulson kills somebody. So last week I talked about, don't spoil anything. But okay. I talked about redemption and stuff because everybody has some redeemable qualities and stuff. But there's this one guy that the whole team is like, we've got to kill this guy because he's killing their teammates. He's doing all this stuff and they're like, we've got to get rid of him. And so there's a part where he's not disarmed, but they kind of fought and scuffled and Coulson is the main guy, kind of has the upper hand. And he's like, I can either let him go or kill him. and ends up killing him. And I'm like, I wrestled with that because I'm like, oh, this is, it was hard for me to, I don't know, because I'm like, okay, when is killing justified, right? Because they make this guy to be so bad, but then they've made all these other characters like, oh, there's redeemable qualities about him. And so it was just, I like shows that kind of wrestle with those issues. You're like, oh, like, yes, that guy's, well, I mean, he's dead, but you, like, as you watch it, you're like, oh, do I feel good about this death, or do I feel bad? Like, I felt bad. Like, even though I didn't like that guy, I was like, yeah, he's dead, finally. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I wish he could have, because you kind of like him, and you want him to change and be
change
good.
Change back, yeah.
And then he doesn't. And that's where you're like, oh, man. So.
Kind of sounds like Coulson wasn't Batman enough.
Oh, yeah.
Because Batman
doesn't kill.
Kill people. You know what he says? You kill someone, a murderer, at the end of the day, there's still the same amount of murders. You just took the other person's place.
Ooh.
Have you seen that?
He's unless like, you killed three like, murders.
I don't kill people.
Oh, well, there you go. Unless you kill three murders, then there's only two murders left.
I think it was College Humor or something. Or no, Funny or Die, where he's like, I don't kill anybody. And he's like, you just broke that guy's neck. He's asleep. He's like, no, he's clearly dead. And then, like, a guy walks in, like, throws a batarang and just, like, sticks in his skull and he dies. And he's like, yeah, I put him to sleep. He's like, no, none of these guys are asleep. He's like, yeah, they fought me so hard. They had to go to sleep because I'm Batman. He's like, no, they're dead. He's like, what do you think happened to your parents? He's like, they're asleep. They're on a farm somewhere and they're happy and all that stuff. He's like, one day I'll get to see him again. He's like, no. They're dead. He's like, you don't understand death? And, like, it was really funny because Batman, like, puts, like, so many people in the hospital, like, maims them for life. I'm like, oh, I'll never walk straight again. So.
Didn't kill him.
All right. So our main topic for today that we're going to talk about.
Is Batman.
Is Batman. No, disaster movies.
I could talk about Batman.
Okay. So let's define disaster movies because there's so many different genres of disaster movies. So I asked this question on the Facebooks the other day. So you can follow us at Facebook.com/
Worldview Finder.
Thank you. I forgot. So what's your favorite disaster movie? Why do you like that disaster movie? And what do you think is, like, what makes a good disaster movie a good disaster movie?
But first, disaster movies defined by the disaster is the central plot.
Okay.
So that Wikipedia has very many categories.
Wait, what does that mean again? Is the disaster the central plot in Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Yes. The dinosaurs get loose.
Okay.
Basically.
So something occurs. Yeah. That's disastrous.
So, I mean, there's aliens are considered disaster movies.
Alien.
Things that take place in theme parks, apparently. War. Future.
War.
Computers.
What
anything,
is a good
like any
war?
Monster movies. And, of course, natural disasters. So,
the best disaster films are the natural disasters.
Yes, that is
yeah.
what I was going to
so
say.
So that's what we're going to focus on.
Because that's
disasters.
The least amount of control you can have.
So, the one... Okay, so... favorite disaster movie?
Oh, gosh. What did I say on Facebook?
I don't know. I'm trying to find the...
I mean, I used a Twister, which I agree. That's up there in the disaster movies.
I did
movies.
Like Twister.
But if Jurassic Park gets to count... Then I would say the Jurassic Park movies.
Would Dunkirk count as a disaster film?
Yes, because it's a war movie.
I mean, it's pretty disastrous. 300,000 people trying to get off.
Oh, funny disaster movies like Christmas Vacation.
Or Airplane.
Yeah.
Okay, so Christmas Vacation, you consider that a disaster movie? Because
I mean, it is a disaster. Is all
it is.
It's
so,
all about
like
just,
Home Alone.
So
maybe
my question was, what was your favorite natural disaster movie?
Oh, okay.
So somebody said The Birds.
The
Adrian,
Birds.
You said Twister, Day After Tomorrow, and San Andreas. See, I didn't see San Andreas. I saw Dante's Peak with Pierce Brosnan, which I really like. Dante's Peak, Armageddon. Blake Whitehouse said Armageddon. Angel said Twister and The Impossible.
What was happening in U-571? Because
what?
That was that submarine movie. I really liked that
yeah,
movie.
U-571 was great.
But I can't remember why.
The Americans take over this, German sub, and as they're taking it over, they're coming in, taking it over, and as they're taking it over, the Germans shoot a missile and blow up the American sub. And so,
okay.
Or maybe it's a boat. Maybe it's a boat, and they sink the boat. And so all these Americans are on this German sub, and they can't read any of the... They don't know how to pilot it, because they can't read any of the panels and any of that stuff.
Titanic.
And it's like, it's damaged because they like fought it. So
yeah.
Titanic.
A natural disaster film.
Wait, what's The Impossible? Oh.
Although Titanic is at the end. But everyone knows it's going to sink. So it's on your mind the whole time.
Right.
Oh, The Impossible was the movie about the tsunami that hit. And it's like about a family that got separated during the tsunami.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that one's really intense. Angela said Cloverfield, and I said, is that Cloverfield a monster movie or a disaster movie?
It's a natural
but
disaster.
But they're both, because it's around a disaster.
It's yeah, but it's not a natural
monster disaster film.
A natural monster, okay.
Just like Godzilla would be one.
Hours with Paul Walker? I don't know.
Enough.
I haven't seen
Paul
that
Walker.
One.
He died in a car wreck. It was a disaster, because he was filming the seventh Fast and Furious.
At the time of the car wreck?
She said a natural disaster movie that sets up the whole movie. So I don't know what that is. And the birds. So is the birds a natural disaster?
Yeah.
Because they go, naturally, the birds go crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Man, humans versus birds. Humans win every time.
No way.
Yeah.
There's way too many birds out there.
Do you know how many birds die to hitting windows because they think they can go through it? Billions.
You know how many, like, America's Funniest Home videos of people running into...
But do they die? They
oh, we die. Did a selfie death episode one time, and a lot of people die taking selfies, so I think the same can be said. So
humans win every time.
All right, so April and Bill Wall say, funny disaster movie count, Christmas Vacation, Twister is on there, Titanic, probably my fave. So, yeah, I would say... Okay, so Dante's Peak, I really like that one. I haven't seen it in a while.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, because the volcano blows up, and like this whole town is going away. So he uses the good example of the frog in the water. He's like, okay, you guys have gotten used to like these activity here. He's like, me coming from the outside, this is Pierce Brosnan, he's like a scientist or whatever. He's like, me coming from the outside, I come in, I see this situation, and I'm like...
Are you saying Bronson?
Pierce Brosnan, right? Brosnan?
Brosnan.
I don't know.
Brosnan.
Pierce. We'll call him Pierce.
Brosman.
I was like, Bronson is not his name.
Pierce Brosnan.
Just call him Pierce.
So he comes in and he's like, you guys, this whole town is going to blow up. Like, this volcano is going to go off. And they're like, no, this happens and all this stuff. He's like, because he talks about the frog. Like, if you put a frog in hot water, it immediately jumps out. But if you put it in cold water and slowly heat it up, his body adapts, and then he ends up dying because he didn't realize, oh, the water's getting hotter because his body adapted to it. And so he comes into this town. He's like, you're all going to die. And they're like, no, we're not. This happens and all this stuff. He's like, no, there's different stuff happening that you don't realize. And they're like, well, we're fine, all this stuff. So I like that.
I feel like a lot of disaster movies, if we're going to talk about worldview, have to do with people not listening.
Yes.
Like that situation... And then, like, what other ones? Where, I think San Andreas had dealt with that a little bit, where there was, like, a smaller earthquake, and then they were saying that there was going to be a huge one, but they didn't announce it or something on the TV, because they're like, no.
Because more people could be saved. All right.
One that's recent, real recent, Planet of the Apes. Is that a disaster film?
Planet of the Apes? Maybe, because it's about a disease.
Like, that, especially the older one, when they come, like, everything seems to be...
They wipe out, it wipes out, the disease wipes out a lot of humanity.
Yeah.
But they've also created a disaster with genetic modifiers.
And then there's I Am Legend, disaster film.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, zombie movies, disaster movies?
Definitely.
Natural disasters?
Yeah. I wouldn't say natural. Not zombie movies. Monster films, yes. Zombies, no.
Wait, zombies aren't a natural disaster?
No. Because monsters could exist. I've never been to the bottom of the ocean. Have you?
No.
There could be the Godzilla down there. Who knows?
Yeah, but...
It's true.
But zombies, I feel like... Because it's usually like something we created. Like we created like a disease or something.
Not the classic ones.
The classic ones, they just turn, right?
Yeah, they just
turn. So it's natural.
They never actually like talk about what...
It was a natural disaster. That first zombie movie was probably one of the best. Night of the Living Dead.
Oh.
The ones after that, but
Night of the Living Dead.
It's a social commentary. That one's like, because it's a lot about like race and a lot like, and man, okay. So what makes a good disaster movie? Let's talk about that. Like what, because when the world, like, because natural disaster movies, like almost all of them deal with worldview because it's like people about to die. And so they're like, this is what's important. I'm going back to save my dog. And then they die and their dog makes it. And you're like, what? And so you get to see people's worldview as they're like faced with trauma. It's like how they deal with the world, the world that they know falling apart and around them.
It usually revolves around families getting back together or being reconciled kind of thing. Why I think disaster movies are so good is the suspense buildup.
Because you know it's coming.
You know something's coming because it's advertised as a disaster movie or whatever. But I just like all those moments leading up to like, oh, the frustration of somebody not listening and you're like, you don't know what's about to happen.
You're going to regret that later. Yeah.
Or even Twister where they set it up where the dad gets killed. It's the dad, right? Yeah, he gets killed the very first opening scene.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're kind of scared of tornadoes at that point. And
I was scared before.
Who's not scared of tornadoes? Yeah. It's not like you can beat up a tornado. You're like, oh, let's go, tornado. If a tornado hits you, I'm going to be scared. I'm scared of...
Twister made me so tense. Like, I remember in the theater just gripping the sides of the chair. Just
what about
like,
Jaws?
I didn't see Jaws in theater.
Have you ever seen Jaws and not gone swimming afterwards for a while?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a water park that showed Jaws in their wave pool. So they put up a big screen. And so you sit in a... You sit in little
that
floats.
That just sounds uncomfortable.
No, you're like in little floats. Like, the waves aren't on during it.
I know, but sitting in water just sounds uncomfortable.
Like in like the Lazy River?
Yeah, it just sounds uncomfortable.
I love Lazy River.
I do not like being wet.
So they show Jaws like while you're sitting in the rafts, like the little rafts, watching Jaws.
Oh, they show the whole movie.
Yeah, while you're on.
That's why I'm saying it'd be
uncomfortable. That would be terrifying.
I know, right? So, I would just grab people's feet the whole time.
Yeah.
My favorite disaster films are stuff like, what is that?
Armageddon.
No. The one that the disaster is there. But it's part of the setting rather than you're dealing, like, The Road. Have you seen The Road?
Oh, The Road.
The disaster's like there.
Post-apocalyptic.
That's a disaster film, though, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. The disaster's happened, and it's like...
But it focuses on
one story.
It's focusing on how these people deal with the disaster, right? Like, so how are they dealing with it? The Road? Well, everything's sad at the end. Sort of. Lane.
Just a little bit of hope.
How they deal with the disaster. I mean, the disaster's like... I don't really care for movies that, like, oh, we're just going to show, like, crazy disaster as the main thing. No.
Yeah, whereas Cloverfield, you never knew if there really was a disaster. That's
what
made that...
You knew it was, but you didn't know what it was.
No, you didn't.
What? Oh, you mean 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah, Cloverfield Lane. Oh, okay. Yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane. Which you said Cloverfield Lane, didn't you?
Yeah.
10 Cloverfield Lane, yeah.
Oh, right. That one, yeah, you definitely didn't know if there was actually anything happening.
Yeah. So, to me, disaster films...
I want
to
watch that again. I really like that.
A really good one... Are the human, how elements. Humans, elements. Like, so, Night of the Living Dead, right? Really, once they get into the cabin, it's about how they interact. Because then there's like, oh, there's someone downstairs, and then they're arguing, and there's all this argument, and the zombies are just sort of like this pressure.
Right.
Catalyst of the outside.
So, what was, was it The Rock that drove in,
San Andreas?
Who's the guy in Gross Point Blank?
Gross Point Blank, John Cusack.
John Cusack. Who like, what was that disaster movie where he's, like, driving the limo?
2012?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That one's terrible because it's like, oh, there's going to be a disaster.
Yeah,
like,
it's just all about the... That one's all... Yeah, that one was terrible.
What's the one where everyone had to get on the boats?
Yeah. 2012.
That was 2012. Oh, okay.
They're all in Nepal.
But Day After Tomorrow? Was that the ice one? No, that was a James Bond film.
Day After Tomorrow was, where it was like a big tsunami in New York and then it got cold.
Freezes, yeah.
Yeah, it froze. So it was just kind of like a...
That one was okay, too. Yeah. I mean, those weren't great. Another one I really liked was Sylvester Stallone, Daylight, where, like, they're in this tunnel and the tunnel, like, collapses. Like,
those are the worst. Let's not talk about those.
What?
You can talk about it.
Tunnel collapses are the worst. I mean, it's just...
Because they're scary. Because I think disaster movies that are good, like, you can relate to it somehow. Because Twister, I remember being a little kid and a tornado came through our town and it was terrifying. And so when I'm watching this movie, like, I'm flashing back to us being in the basement and the power going out. Like, in the first, the TVs, like, all the stations go down and it's like... just the fuzz on the TVs, and then the power goes out. And I think my mom was at church, and we didn't know where she was coming back. So it's just all this like scariness surrounding it. So when I watch Twister, I get really scared. But like Daylight, where I'm like, oh, every time I'm in a tunnel, I'm like, oh, the tunnel collapses. Oh, Sylvester Stallone's around. And like that one, they just keep adding stuff. Like, oh, water pipe burst, and now they've got like hurry because this area is filling up with water, and we've got to find a way out. And so it. I like
A tunnel collapse. I know we're talking about cave collapses. Tunnel collapses, all right, no big deal. But a cave collapse, that's terrifying.
What's the difference?
A tunnel, there's a tunnel. A cave, you're like climbing around and you get lost and you can be lost. Caves can be massive.
Yes, that's true.
And you take one wrong turn and you're lost, and then you're like, just the feeling of mass, just how big caves are, just crazy.
Okay, so I want to talk about Flatliners a little bit. It got a terrible rating, 3%. None of us saw it. But I was reading the Plugged In review, and the whole movie is about, like, it's based around this girl at the beginning is in a car wreck because she wasn't paying attention. She's on her phone. Don't text and drive. And she wrecks, and then her sister dies. And so she's always like, okay, what happened to my sister? So she gets in med school, and so the premise of the movie is, they like put you into a state of death, basically like flatline you. And then, so she wanted to see what the afterlife was like. She's like, is there something after this? Is my sister around? And all that. And so I think, I don't know if that would be necessarily a disaster movie, but.
Oh, it was a disaster at the box office. Yeah. Wrapping it back around the original joke.
But it was, but I think in that instance, like, because the disaster is a car wreck, right? So it's kind of based, like the whole movie is based on that one tragedy that happened, and this girl's like wrestling with, okay, my sister died and I've got this thing that I have to live with because it was her fault. And so she's trying to figure out, like, is there something after this? And so I like the premise of the movie because it asks those questions, like asks tough questions, like what happens after we die and this kind of thing. But then I think they like let something in or something. I don't know. It's like supposed to be real scary at the end because I think they start having hallucinations and different stuff, but
Pennywise came.
Pennywise shows up, and then Jason, and all these other. But
Freddy Krueger, that's what it would be.
Freddy, I don't. Oh yeah, the nightmare.
Yeah, it'd be Death Krueger.
Yeah. So what? Why do you think disaster movies are so? And what's the new one coming out? Like
Geostorm.
They never stop. Like they always bring them back. So Geostorm is about basically global warming, kind of like how
they're trying to control the weather
because the weather got out of control.
Right.
And so they figured out how to control it with these satellites.
But then, like,
that's the making because of they a messed, bad
because they messed
show.
With it, it gets worse.
So it looked interesting at first. And I'm like, oh, I watched one trailer for it. I was like, oh, this looks cool. It's got Gerard Butler. It's got a good cast. All
anything
this stuff.
With multiple tornadoes in, like, a big city, yeah, I'm in.
But then they're like, oh, but then the satellite where they can control the weather gets shut down. They're like, the only person that has the keys is the president. And they're like, well, I guess we're going to have to kidnap the president. And then they like kidnap the president. And I'm like,
it's national treasure.
Then it just looks really dumb after that. I'm like, this is awful. So I don't know what I think about it after that. But, all right. So anything else on disaster movies?
Yeah. Jurassic World, a really good one. Everyone should go see. It stars Chris Pratt playing as Chris Pratt.
Do we talk about the new poster for the new Jurassic World?
What, it just looks like the old poster.
Does it?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, everyone was saying like, oh, the new poster's released, but it just
is
like a throwback to the old one. So I thought it was going to, I don't know. But
it's the Fallen Kingdom.
I think, yeah, I can't remember what they said the premise is going to be, though, but
I mean,
life finds a way.
Yeah. What is going to happen? They're like, okay, 20 years later, we brought back the park again. We fixed everything.
So they can't ever bring back the park again.
That's gone. Because this was a fully functioning park that failed. Not a joke of a park that failed.
Right. Okay. Not just like a little experiment. Yeah, this had been. Yeah, so if they did it again, it would just be like, okay, what are you guys doing? This is dumb. So
shouldn't
how are we gonna
learn from the first 40 years of this?
So I don't know how it's gonna find a way.
So in disaster movies, though, like what usually the worldview is life is valuable because everybody's fighting to survive in these movies, mm-hmm. And so like
I don't know if that's true in The Road.
No, very much in The Road. We have talked about this, Luke.
The Road is about nothing. Everything in the end is useless. No, find the light. No. What light?
Yes.
Nobody carries light. Everyone's killing each other in the road.
That's what
light.
Were you saying?
Well, I have to watch the road. Actually, I read the book. The book is amazing.
It's different than the movie, though.
Not much. So in disaster movies, though, the worldview, I think it comes down to is like, life is worth protecting. Like, it's something that's important enough for people to survive. I mean, they're called survival movies or disaster movies because people are trying to survive. Like, some cataclysmic event or maybe a small event or whatever, something happens, but it's these characters that are trying to find their way in life. And so I like the dialogue that comes up with these movies because a lot of times it can lead into some good spiritual conversations about, hey, you know, if like why we value life so much. Well, because we have a creator that created us to be to value life. And so if God thinks we're important, then we must matter in the grand scheme of things. So I think it's a good...
I thought of another disaster film that's really good.
What?
The Thing.
I never saw that.
The Thing is a really good disaster film.
But it's like an alien.
It's a small-scale alien disaster. So essentially the plot is the alien can just mimic humans. And it you can't tell. Right? And they figure that out. And so the main guy, the guy who played Ego, what's his name?
I don't know.
He played Ego in the new...
Keep going. I don't know.
Well, he figures it out, and so he's like, we gotta kill this thing, because if it gets on the if it gets to the main civilization,
it's gonna kill everybody.
It's gonna destroy the planet, essentially. It'll just reproduce, killing people, making itself, killing people, and stuff like that. And so it's a disaster, and so the main thing, you know, life is precious. This guy is willing to kill himself because he destroys all of the ways to get away from the base.
Oh.
And then he's just burning everything up. And then there's one guy left, and it's him. And he's like, I don't know if you're a bad guy, but I will when you fall asleep. Like, whoever falls asleep first essentially is going to kill the other one. And so you don't know if the thing wins or not. But it's a disaster film. This guy's willing to kill himself to save the rest of everyone else. Because, I mean, he doesn't actually kill any non-thing person.
Yeah.
But he does trap them there, essentially. And everyone gets really mad at him for doing it.
I do want to see that movie. It sounds interesting. So, all right. Let's real quick talk about what is a movie that we'd like to see remade.
That's who it is.
Oh, a movie we'd like to see remade or redone, maybe with some modern spin on it.
Okay. We have talked about this before.
Yeah, I think we have. But let's talk about it again.
Okay, because I have two that I'm, like, angry okay. about. First of all, I just feel like Narnia coming out after Lord of the Rings was a bad idea because it was such... Lord of the Rings was, like, such high caliber and, like, changed the way that fantasy movies were done. And then Narnia comes out and it's, like, boring. So I thought it could have been better done. And then Ella Enchanted, I know it's, like, a girly movie and book, but it's, like, one of my favorite, like, fairy tale books of all time. And the movie was just really the character names and her, like, what she was enchanted with. That was the only thing that was the same.
Oh, so you feel like they should do the book?
They should actually base it off the book. Because there was nothing similar to the book other than her, what she was enchanted with. So that one made me angry and I want to see it redone.
I mean, the movie I wanted to see redone was redone. It's called It.
Oh.
And it was significantly better.
When they redid it?
Yeah, it was. I will fight anyone who says the original 1990s was objectively better,
not
nostalgically better, because the nostalgia factor is huge
when
it comes to the original one. It's kind of hard, because the only reason why you'd want to see a movie redone is if it was done poorly because of the story was there.
Yeah.
Everything was there except for probably the effects were lacking.
Yeah.
That's hard to find movies like that.
Like Narnia.
Well, because I look
at the...
I don't
want to see the new Star Wars, the old Star Wars redone, because, I mean, the effects were cheesy, but they weren't a detriment to the movie. And so I would never...
And they weren't cheesy at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, for me, I'm like, okay, what movie or setup would make a really good like TV show. Like if you remade it, you could make it into a TV show. Well, like Lethal Weapon is a good example. I'm like, okay, they're good movies or whatever, but then when they make it into a TV show, they could delve further into characters. Like, oh, I didn't realize I wanted this. And now that it's here, I'm like, oh, this is good. The Saint?
Yes.
Did they make that into a show or is it, they made it into a movie? Because it's on Netflix. There's a new one. But I think it's... Yeah, but I don't think it's a TV show. I think it's another... They made another movie. But I feel like that...
Is
that,
it even related? I don't think it's even related.
Oh, is it not? But no. I feel like that one, because Val Kilmer, The Saint, where he was
that
like...
That movie is so good.
Yeah, well, he's like this guy that like... is a spy, kind of, right? And yeah. He like takes the names of different saints and all this stuff to as different characters. So I feel like that would be like a good TV show. Like they could make that into a good series or something. They remade... Not with Val Kilmer, but he's getting old.
I got one.
Okay.
I want to see a good Superman film. Okay, I want to see a good Superman film. Now people are like, what about the recent one? Not Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
The one where he ends up killing Zod by snapping his neck and he like destroys the city. And was it really worth it? It's just it's so terrible. I want to see a good Superman film. And I don't know why it's so hard. Like the old ones, people are like, oh, they're good. But those are cheesy.
Yeah.
It's like the old Batman was cheesy. I want a good Superman film, and it's never gonna happen because no one's gonna Christopher Nolan up Superman,
right?
The way he did with Batman. The first Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, amazing Batman films.
Yeah, Dark Knight's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Amazing.
It was so. That's when I saw
but
multiple
now
times in theaters.
That idea is like over. Like you can't recreate. Yeah, no one's gonna Christopher Nolanize Superman because it's been done with Batman, and everyone's like. Everyone kind of got tired of that, so that's why the Avengers did so well, because it's, like, humorous and...
Lighthearted,
and then, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think DC, yeah, but
finally
I
finally made a Wonder Woman film that was good, or Wonder Woman non-comic book that was good, because everything non-comic book Wonder Woman related never was that great.
Oh, I don't know. So, yeah, I saw there's some things we want to see redone, but now... Before we wrap up, it's time for
bad arguments.
I thought
we were talking about crazy arguments.
Well, we don't have one. We're doing Florida foils.
I got tons of arguments.
Well, we'll do that next time when Chuck's on here so he can argue. Which he told me he's coming, so I'm mad at him. All right. So this comes from Daytona, Florida. And this is actually a plea for help. So if you live in Daytona area or you're there on vacation, actually, you know, our children's director is down there in Florida now. So in Daytona. So Jane, keep an eye out for this. So the article title is what's BOLO? B-O-L-O?
In YOLO's
you only leave... I don't know. It just says BOLO, a surfer's prosthetic eye. Be on the lookout. Ugh. Okay, so surfing. It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. Literally. So this guy has a prosthetic eye, which he's had for 20 years, mind you. He's out surfing, and he was like under the... overturned to the wave and was watching it, but then he wiped out and his eye fell out. And so they're like putting out this thing like, oh, look for his eye. I'm like, that eye is gone.
Oh yeah,
some pelican picked it up or something,
or
I don't know.
No,
but you can help him by going to their GoFundMe and funding a new eye for this man. Oh. Who lost his
eye. Hey, I got a GoFundMe, just give me money, that's what it's called.
How are your prosthetic eyes really expensive?
I don't know.
It depends. Like, is it a really good one, or is it just like a cheap? I mean, prosthetic eyes aren't.
It's like Mad Eye Moody's, where it can.
I mean, it's
see
not like it's a
future.
It's more like
Agents
a glass
Shield,
eye.
Where it could kill you.
Yeah, the Agents of Shield eye. So I don't know, but I just found this article very funny because I'm like, why? Like, if you have a prosthetic eye and you're worried about, like, why would you go swimming with it? Like, why would you be in a situation where your eye could fall out?
Well, if he's had it for 20 years, he probably knows his limits. This was just a disaster.
It's not like that eye can see.
I know, but...
You can just wear an eye patch for a couple days.
And
you look like a surfing pirate.
Yeah. So, I wonder, like, if this was me and I would have fallen in, and there were kids around, I would have jumped up and be like, ah, something got my eye.
How
a crab
you know?
Just bit my eye off. No, I was screaming.
How'd you know your eye's gone, though?
I don't know.
I probably feel it.
feel
yeah.
it.
Yeah, can you? Yeah, poke yourself real hard in the eye socket.
Remove your eye. And yeah, and then we'll see. Glass eye.
So yeah, so you probably felt it pop out. But I would like pretend like my eye just fell out, like something just grabbed my eye, and I would like start screaming, and then like you just see my empty eye cavity. Dude, that would freak kids out for the rest of their life.
They're not empty. They have like, it's like skin comes up.
Yeah, it's an empty eye socket. What do you think an eye socket is?
I mean, the most people I've seen who have no eye, there's like skin there. There's like flesh.
I, not if you have a prosthetic eye, because you got to have a spot for it.
Yeah, you can put a glass eye. It's sort of like a covering thing.
I watched... No, his whole eye is gone. That's
was
what
it a whole glass eye?
That's what a prosthetic eye. Yeah, it's not going to be like a covering. Like, wait, do you think it's like a contact lens over regular eyeball? Okay, because I watched the Bill Nye episode, the only episode I've ever watched, and it ruined me for life, where they were showing how they make the mold for people's eyes, and so they put like Play-Doh or clay in this eye and then stuck a stick in it and popped out the clay, and I was like, ah! Like, it just...
Oh, that's horrifying.
It ruined me. And so, it was like a giant hole. Oh, great. Luke's looking at pictures of...
No,
that's not an empty eye socket.
Yeah, it is.
It's got flesh there. Look.
Yeah,
it's...
So
if you look at glass eyes... more like...
Well, this has also been our Florida foible and stupid argument.
Yeah, here's the glass eye. See, that's not like a sphere...
No, it can get out and roll around. So.
No, they don't. You've been watching too much Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, well, I would do that. I'd be like, my eye, got my eye, and kids would just flip out.
Yeah, where's that one where the eye rolls around? Is it Pirates?
Pirates.
Yeah, okay.
So
here's the thing. Popping in an eye, it'd be just as easy to pop out. It would hurt so much to put a ball into where your eye used to be. That would be painful.
Now it's a small ball, like a bouncy ball.
Then it'll fall out every 5 seconds.
And it bounces around, and you can play a game.
You don't know
it's
what
all
you're
fun
talking
and games
about.
Until someone loses an eye.
Stop
but
it.
Then you can play Find the Eyeball. So, all right. What are you guys looking forward to? Let's wrap this puppy up.
Well, I'm looking forward to the disaster movie Geostorm, which comes out October
20th. It's going to be awful.
I know. I don't care.
I'm looking forward to watching Ghosted. It's a new comedy, so
yes.
I'm interested in...
Me too.
Seeing that and watching some more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Luke, actually, I'm really looking forward to having a baby. So my wife's going to have a baby probably by next week. So this may be our last Worldview Finder
podcast forever.
Because once you have kids, you can't do anything else. So maybe for a while, because my wife's having a kid, and then Adrian, you're having your kid. And so it's going to be...
I'll
plug my own stuff then.
Okay, Luke.
If you want to go to Luke, talk to himself for 50 minutes.
It's going to be you talking. We'll get the highest ratings we've ever gotten.
That would be, actually. I wouldn't be surprised.
I would.
Probably not for reasons you expect.
I would call it... it'd be some podcast to make people fall asleep. That's what I would dub it. I'd be like, if you're having trouble sleeping, listen to me talk for 50 minutes. He'll be asleep in two.
No, I don't think so. Rage would set in.
No. I would talk about like the most mundane things, like the weather today, or why it bothers me when I'm going down the stairs and someone is going slower than me and they're talking to each other and they're right next to each other. And so I'm like, right.
Okay, well, all right.
You're right. I'm asleep. Okay. Bye.
So I'm walking there and I can't get through. It's like elevators.
And the one other thing I'm looking forward to is eating more Fall Festival food.
Wait, yeah. I didn't say what I was looking
for. We didn't even
talk
about the Fall Festival.
This week in Evansville, it's Fall Festival. We eat delicious food. Adrian, what's one thing they got to eat at the Fall Festival?
I would say get the pie fries from Booth 1.
Pie fries from Booth 1. I've got to plug the Bethel booth. We have the best Prono Pop at the Fall Festival, Booth 21. You got to eat that. Luke, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to making... Wait, no, I'm not looking forward to making anything. I'm looking forward to DuckTales 2017 new episode. That's a good show.
All right.
And I guess I'll be making something. I don't know.
Well, hey. Thanks for listening to Worldview Finder, episode 116.
Oh.
116. I'm Chris.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Chef Luke.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on Worldview Finder as we dove into some awesome topics. Just because we talk about a specific source or worldview does not mean we endorse them or the product. so use discernment about what you take in. Have an awesome week, and see you next time.
Welcome to Worldview Finder.